This is the Speak English with Tiffany podcast with Teacher Tiffany, session number 2. If you would like to read the transcript that goes along with this episode, go to speakenglishwithtiffany.com/episode2. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, where you will learn English vocabulary, expressions, idioms, and much more. This podcast will take your English ability to the next level and help you to be more confident and more fluent when you speak English. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Hey everyone, I'm Teacher Tiffany, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Speak English with Tiffany, the podcast. In today's lesson, we are going to listen to one English dialogue and learn 2 new English idioms. Okay, let's begin with the dialogue. I had so many butterflies in my stomach when I went on my blind date last night. The guy was extremely handsome, but it had been a while since the last time I went on a date. So I just sat down and looked at him without saying anything. Then he said a funny joke, and that broke the ice. After that, the night went really well. Again. I had so many butterflies in my stomach when I went on my blind date last night. The guy was extremely handsome, but it had been a while since the last time I went on a date. So I just sat down and looked at him without saying anything. Then he said a funny joke, and that broke the ice. After that, the night went really well. Okay, great. Now let's go over the 2 new idioms that were in the dialogue. The first English idiom was butterflies in my stomach. Butterflies in my stomach. Now, repeat after me. Butterflies in my stomach. Butterflies in my stomach. Okay, now let's say it at a normal pace. Butterflies in my stomach. Butterflies in my stomach. This idiom means you are anxious and have a nervous feeling in your stomach. So let's look at 5 examples using this idiom. The first example is, she had butterflies in her stomach on her first day at school. Once again, this time repeat after me. She had butterflies in her stomach on her first day at school. Now, this time we will go at a more natural pace, and I want you to try to follow me. She had butterflies in her stomach on her first day at school. The second example is, I had butterflies in my stomach when I sang that song at church last week. Once again, this time repeat after me. I had butterflies in my stomach when I sang that song at church last week. Now, the last time at a regular pace. I had butterflies in my stomach when I sang that song at church last week. The third example is, whenever I speak in public, I get butterflies in my stomach. Once again, this time repeat after me. Whenever I speak in public, I get butterflies in my stomach. Now, the last time at a regular pace. Whenever I speak in public, I get butterflies in my stomach. The fourth example is, Bob always has butterflies in his stomach before a test. Once again, this time repeat after me. Bob always has butterflies in his stomach before a test. Now, the last time at a regular pace. Bob always has butterflies in his stomach before a test. The fifth example is, on the day of his wedding, Mark had butterflies in his stomach. Once again, this time repeat after me. On the day of his wedding, Mark had butterflies in his stomach. Now, the last time at a regular pace. On the day of his wedding, Mark had butterflies in his stomach. Okay, good deal. Now, let's go over the second idiom that was in the dialogue. The second English idiom was break the ice. Break the ice. Now, repeat after me. Break the ice. Break the ice. Okay, now let's say it at a normal pace. Break the ice. Break the ice. This idiom means to start up a conversation with someone you have not met before or to get something started. So, let's look at five examples using this idiom. The first example is, her welcoming smile immediately broke the ice. Once again, this time repeat after me. Her welcoming smile immediately broke the ice. Now, this time we will go at a more natural pace, and I want you to try to follow me. Her welcoming smile immediately broke the ice. Okay, the second example is, he tried to break the ice, but no one would talk to him. Once again, this time repeat after me. He tried to break the ice, but no one would talk to him. Now, the last time at a regular pace. He tried to break the ice, but no one would talk to him. The third example is, it's hard to break the ice at formal events. Once again, this time repeat after me. It's hard to break the ice at formal events. Now, the last time at a regular pace. It's hard to break the ice at formal events. The fourth example is, we played a game to break the ice at the party. And once again, this time repeat after me. We played a game to break the ice at the party. Now, the last time at a regular pace. We played a game to break the ice at the party. And finally, the fifth example is, I think someone should say something to break the ice. Once again, this time repeat after me. I think someone should say something to break the ice. Now, the last time at a regular pace. I think someone should say something to break the ice. Okay, now let's listen to the original dialogue again and see if you can recognize the two English idioms. I had so many butterflies in my stomach when I went on my blind date last night. The guy was extremely handsome, but it had been a while since the last time I went on a date. So I just sat down and looked at him without saying anything. Then he said a funny joke, and that broke the ice. After that, the night went really well. Did you hear them this time? Great. Excellent job. you now know two new English idioms. Number one, butterflies in my stomach. Number two, break the ice. These idioms will help you speak English clearly, fluently, and confidently. So try to use these idioms at least one time today. Remember, if you want to see the transcript for this episode, go to speakenglishwithtiffany.com/episode2. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.